This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen. Hello everybody, and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, and this is show number 10. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'm your host. And I don't know if you can see this, but maybe not. This morning, slightly, I've been running in moonlight this morning, which has been absolutely beautiful. Although when it came out, it was pretty dark. So now I can actually see what I'm doing. So today's show is all about being busy and in control. And I've spoken about Superwoman before, and sometimes when I talk about Superwoman, you know, it whips up that kind of adrenalized state where we're, you know, I'm doing this and then this and then this. Yes, that is Superwoman, but there's also another face to Superwoman, and that's busy but in control. So I've written in my coffee and notes, which is my blog this morning, all about this. You know, we're not always frantic, but often we feel like we have to control everything in order to move forwards, which means, you know, back in 2015, I would have been at 9 o'clock at night, still folding laundry, still doing stuff, even though I've been going since 5:30 in the morning, still got to finish every single task in order to feel like I was set up for the next day and that I could actually get up at 5:30 and go, and you know, be able to go to work, because I needed all of this stuff to be complete in my own mind. There's some quite high standards going on there, I have to say. So this busy and control piece, it's not always a frantic state with Superwoman, but it can also be this controlling element of it. Now, we've spoken previously about control in relationships, and it's kind of a killer, and that lack of polarity that Superwoman can bring, because we're showing up in that state. But there's also the control element of Superwoman in relationships as well. So say, for instance, I leave the washing up, but when I come back, the washing up does get done, and then there's still spots on the outsides of the pans. The insides might be clean or maybe not, but the outsides of the pans are not. That is going to mean that I need to control that situation so that that doesn't happen again. I might even rewash some of those pots, one might say. So sometimes when we're in this, you know, Superwoman controlling state, things like that can happen. We can't just see it for the gift that it was, you know, washed to a degree. We have to kind of control that and make it perfect sometimes. So how does this relate to the workplace? So when we feel busy and control is kind of another factor to what I sort of overarching topic of anxiety, because being in control is controlling the what ifs, you know, and the what ifs are essentially the fear of the future. What if I don't finish everything today, and then I've got to get up and I'm not ready for work, and then it's a snowball effect and I'll never catch up, and then I'll be completely overwhelmed and I've got no choice because I have to do it all myself. So what ifs can be a massive route to anxiety inducing feelings. And when we're looking at the what ifs, so if there's a moment that occurs, say at work, and I give this, let me give you a different example. You walk into a room at work and then everyone goes quiet. Shh. And you start to create a meaning out of that. Oh my goodness, they were talking about me. It's probably because of this piece of work that I did, and they think that it's rubbish, and then they're gonna feed that back to my boss, and they're talking about me, and I don't feel good about that. And we attach an emotion to that, which might be feeling a little bit rubbish. Plus, you might feel a bit anxious about what might happen as a result of what conversation they were having. and that will impact the way that we think and feel about ourselves, impact the next actions that we're taking. So when we're going into that trap, into that meaning-making machine out of a situation which just is, I've walked into a room, that's the situation. We've created a meaning that they were talking about us and that they all went quiet. And, you know, it might just be that they were looking at the door to see who was coming in. You know what I mean? That could be the other side of the coin. So when we get those thoughts in our head, the meaning that we're creating, what is really, really helpful to do is to start to go to the what if, start to go down that route. Well, what would happen if? And if that happens, what am I worried about then? And if that happens, what am I concerned about? Until you get right to the bottom, what's lying right at the bottom? So if I did that with my example for the washing up, so, I know that was someone else doing it. What if I didn't fold the washing in at the end of the day? Well, then I'd have a backlog of stuff to do the next day. What if I had a backlog of stuff? I wouldn't be able to keep up with it. It would snowball out of control, and then I wouldn't be prepared for work, and then I'm not even sure I would be able to go to work, and then I would be stuck at home, then I would be a stay-at-home mum, and then I don't want to be just a stay-at-home mum. I want to be something more than that, and if I'm stuck at home, then I'll lose all my sense of me, and then that's it, you know. I'm stuck doing something that's meaningful, having my, you know, looking after my family, but I won't have a job or career, and then I won't be able to get another job, and then I'll be stuck working at a shop. And then where I won't use my brain, and then I'll, you know, keep going and going and going, and see where you get to. And where we get to right at the bottom is the real fear, the real anxiety-inducing fear. And often what we think on the surface is the tip of the iceberg. It's actually the stuff underneath that we attach the emotion to. So sometimes we have an emotional reaction to something that's far stronger than you feel is quite warranted. But it's not because of what you're thinking, it's because of all the subconscious things that are what ifs that are happening under the surface that we're attaching the massive emotional reaction to, but we're not conscious of this. So that's where it's coming from. What I'd love for you to do is, if this happens, if you get, you know, if you feel like you're in that state and you've gone into the what ifs, go there, allow yourself to go to the worst case scenario in all of this, and that's the real thing that's causing the anxiety, and that's the real thing to address, and then all the other pieces will fall into place. I hope you find that exercise helpful. Do let me know if you tried anything similar before in the comments below, and let me know if you've got any examples of what-ifs in your life. If you're here on replay, just type replay in the comments below. I'd love to see who's been here. And I will see you all on Monday for the next show. And I think it's Friday, yes. I'm looking forward to seeing you all very, very soon. Do join Breakthrough Unleashed if you're interested in having a further conversation beyond these. I'd love to see you in there too. Have a great day, everyone. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.